Tuesday night, or Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, we're learning Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, we're learning some Kuf Chav Ches, Halachos of Chodesh Elul. And we're learning in the middle of Suf Yud Gimel about going to the Kvarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and the reasons you go to Kvarim. He gave two reasons. And really here, in the middle of Suf Yud Gimel, he talks about the Hanhoga by the Kever. It really, he said it in other places in the Kitzur. The Hanhoga person has to have when he goes to a Kever. Here, obviously, it has nothing intrinsically to do with Erev Rosh Hashanah, but he talks about it, the Kitzur. Shibola Kever Yeshlo Lomar. Oh no, I'm sorry, let's back up a little. The previous sentence. Shabbat beis hakvaros, he goes to the cemetery. And my rosh is hakvaram lamed yom, not these kvaram, of course. If you didn't go to a cemetery in 30 days, tzarech levarach asher yatzar eschem b'din, the chulut, there's a nusach in the siddur, in the pamphlets. Shabbat hakever to a specific kemer, yesh lo lomar. Right, the first is a bracha to make when you go to Beis HaKvaros. I'm sure everybody is somewhat familiar with the bracha. Talks about what?
If you don't go within 30 days.
If you haven't been in the Beis HaKvaros for 30 days, you're supposed to say it.
People do it?
Yeah, maybe they don't have the nusach with them. They don't have those little black. Usually you go to Beis HaKvaros, you have those things, you say the tillim, you have these little booklets. Usually have the bracha in the front. I think in most cemeteries in Eretz Yisrael, it's printed by the. It's like not printed. It's like in stone. They have like a nusach in front of you on a slab of stone. They usually have the nusach. It talks about Hakadosh Baruch Hu's meimus b'chaya yotzer eschem adin v'kilkol eschem adin heimus eschem adin osid lachios eschem adin. His left hand on the gravestone, assuming there's one, let's say, a little higher up, and he's putting his hand on it. Just put your left hand on it, below your mino. The Yomer, as we don't understand these things, or at least I don't. Maybe somebody does, I don't know. I assume someone must. Yomer is a pozik v'nochacha Hashem tamid v'zbiya v'tzachzchos nafshecha v'atzmosecha yeyachlitz v'aisik gan rovach motzumai v'shol yechaz v'meimov tishka v'sholom v'slisham v'sholom ad bo menachim v'shmiya sholom. This is not a way that people say. It's not in the printed things. It doesn't say these things there. So I don't know. That means the three knuckles, like one, two, three. I don't know why, obviously. I mean, it should be rather obvious. That's a nekuda, because once you go to a kever, and once you walk away, you should not go back to that kever. Because you're not supposed to visit. How far do you have to walk away for it to be called you're going back to the kever for a second time? I would say 4 amos away. That's what's mustabra to me. Once you walk away 4 amos, then you shouldn't go back a second time. What? I think, yeah. Why? Yeah, 1, 2. So maybe the two hands? No, you can't be doing the two hands. Kishrei Hayada, 15. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Are you sure about that? Nope. Well, we have a problem anyway because the pasuk has 17 words, not 15. So we anyway have a problem. I don't know.
People do not say this pasuk?
What?
People don't say this pasuk? The,
what are you talking about now? The pasuk he brings down? I've never said it, and it's not in the Siddurim that I say, in the pamphlets that I have. I never saw this pasuk. V'nochacha Hashem tamid v'tzbiya v'tzachzchos nafshecha. I know that the Chevra Kadisha says that when they bury someone, I've heard them say it. Especially this, Tishka B'Shalom, Mesisham B'Shalom, Adbo Menachem Eshmiya Shalom. Okay? I mean, I'm not saying you should say it. I don't know. Don't go to a kever twice in one day. What?
That's general. These
yeah.
are all general halachas.
These are all general halachas. Nothing you do with Erev Rosh Hashanah.
Is there a reason for that?
What?
Is there a reason for that?
Is there a reason for what? I assume there's a reason. If I like knowing someone just made it up, just for the heck of it. I don't know. Why do you put only your left hand on the matzeva and not your right hand? I'm sure there's a reason for that also. I have enough trouble understanding Nigla.
Does this apply to like Kibriyavos?
Which? Not going twice for one? Yeah. There's no money. No, you're not by the kever. You're not the kever somewhere underground. We don't even know where. We're not by the kever. You're not by the kever, really. I don't know where she's buried. She's buried under the ground somewhere. This is already the building on top. You're in the matseva. You're in matseva's kavuras Rachel.
That's the thing in the middle.
A matzeva. It's a matzeva. There's no shayla with kayanim. A lot of kayanim go to these places. The mace is not really in the oil. The mace is under the ground. That's the shayla. That's all. Many, many articles, pulpulim, and even svarim have been written about a kohen going into Marzal Machpelah and Kever Rachel. Don't even bother learning this forum until you finish learning Maseches Ahalus. If you're a Bucky in Maseches Ahalus, then you can start being Mefalpil, these Pulpulim. Until you learn Maseches Ahalus, just keep your mouth shut. Okay, Akurik Sav Shal Gabe Matseva, this people also Makbaran. Muksa Boilet Kashal Lashikha. If you notice on a Matseva, sometimes you'll have it engraved, like Chorus. And sometimes it's bolet. Sometimes it's so bolet it actually pops off and falls onto the ground. Anyway, if the ksav is bolet, meaning it's not etched in, but it's bolet, like lettering, like taka lettering, so you shouldn't read it. Say you shouldn't read it means out loud. You could read it and think, but you shouldn't read it out loud. That's what I've heard. What, to do what? To get back your learning? Shouldn't be kosher l'shikha? I don't know. Or school? I don't know. Avirab is the second baruch of Birchus Kriyashma. You daven esuch svard, so you don't know what Avirab is. Usgul alomar. The Art Scroll learns it's a segula to counteract the harmful effects of reading the ksav on the kever. There, what?
What about the rakan? He doesn't talk about that.
Not 100% clear why. The best. I mean, I've seen reasons for it. It's a kavod to the mace. It shows someone was there. There versus Hashanah. What?
Grave.
Then it's not a problem. Yeah.
Then you should read?
No, then it doesn't have this harmful effect. Bar versus Shana no Gakulun Usana Sadakar Mincha. And on Yeshivas we all did it. I don't know if Balabat didn't do it, no offense, nothing personal. Bar versus Shana no Gakulun Usanas until at least Mincha time, till after Chatzos. Just time it makes a dovar because there's an Indian always not to fast on a Friday or an Erev Yom Tov. Shelo likanes liyom tov shumuune. That's why you're not supposed to fast on Friday. B'chatchila. Sometimes Asar B'Teves comes out Friday. But, you're not supposed to go in famished to Yom Tov. B'chol yom yasek b'torah v'mitzvah v'tshuva. There's no reason to wait. If you know you did something, so you have to, you should have to on there. What are you waiting for? We treat Rosh Hashanah like a Yom Tov. Mechapsin, you launder your clothing, and we stop and we take a haircut, a shave, if you shave, Erev Rosh Hashanah l'chavad Yom Tov. V'yesh li'zor though l'galeach kodem chatzos hayom. Why? I don't know why. I don't know. Why? On Pesach it says it. Because Pesach is a shtikol Yom Tov, Erev Pesach. Yeah. No, it just talks about when Chatzos is. Why do you have to do before Chatzos? I don't know. On Erev Pesach, because Erev Pesach Guf is a Yom Tov, so you got to do it in the morning. Why in Erev Rosh Hashanah do you have to do it before Chatzos? My mom just don't know. I don't know what they mean. The Tevilim, you go to a mikvah. The life should be the Shabbos for Rosh Hashanah. You wear nice clothing. You don't. It's not a depressing day. You don't wear fancy clothing. Let's say you wear more sporty clothing on Yom Tov, like shop, you know, shop clothing. So that's not appropriate for Rosh Hashanah. But you believe you could and should wear dignified clothing, like Shabbos clothing, not Yom Tov clothing. Case, I don't know if people have a difference. Maybe Yom Tov they feel more relaxed, they would wear more of a sporty look. Shabbos is a little more dignified. So Rosh Hashanah should be a more dignified look. No, again, Masas HaTorah Sator and Berev Rosh Hashanah. Verem is Layachal Dvaro, Kichol, that's the words of the Pasuk. Okay, we're not going to go into the Torah Sador, but you know, you're essentially, does it work? How much does it work? It's an arichas, not for now. But we all know about the Torah Sador.